This country's health promotion officer, Shanika John, says that there are enough supplies of COVID-19 vaccines for all eligible children to receive their shots before the beginning of school.
We do have the vaccines available for children. For those persons who are 5 years to 11, the COVID-19 vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, is available for them in that particular age group. We do have the vaccine available for those 12 years and older with the Pfizer and the Moderna. Currently, we do not have any of the Sputnik V, and we're still awaiting confirmation for a couple others that we put in request for, which is the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, which is a single shot. So we still have Moderna, Pfizer for adults, and the Pfizer for children available in Sitwitz, Senegal. So, this is a really good opportunity for persons to, while we go back to outer school, open up, to make sure that we are additionally protected where COVID-19 is concerned. And there are other precautionary measures that we still want people to take. And it's funny, Johnny, because the precautionary measures, or some of the precautionary measures from COVID-19, can apply to a number of infectious diseases, including monkeypox. So the hand washing, the keeping the distance, and knowing when to seek care when you're not feeling well, all of these should still apply for parents and their children as the school zone reopens.
Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Regionally, as of Thursday, August the 25th, authorities in Anguilla have eased COVID-19-related international travel restrictions in that country. Unvaccinated visitors may now enter Anguilla if they present a negative result from a PCR test taken within 72 hours before the arrival, or an antigen test taken within 48 hours prior to arrival. Children age 4 or under who are not vaccinated do not need to be tested in advance, but may be tested on arrival. And unvaccinated travelers will no longer quarantine on arrival nor obtain prior permission to visit Anguilla. Internationally, authorities in China's southern city of Shenzhen shut the world's largest electronics market and suspended service at 24 subway stations today in a bid to curb an outbreak of COVID-19. Three key buildings in the sprawling area, comprised of thousands of stalls selling microchips, telephone parts and other components to manufacturers, will stay closed until September the 2nd. COVID-19 testing has become a feature of daily life in the city, with most public spaces and offices needing proof of a test within 48 hours for entry or within 24 hours in areas deemed high risk. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.